You're listening to the Liberty News Radio Network, and this is the Political Cesspool. The Political Cesspool, known across the South and worldwide as the South's foremost populist conservative radio program, and here to guide you through the murky waters of the political cesspool is your host, James Edwards.
Welcome back to the third and final hour of tonight's live broadcast of the Political Cesspool radio program. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm your host, James Edwards, and you are listening to the live broadcast for the evening of Saturday, May the 10th. Once again, your favorite talk radio show firmly in the top 10 in the country based on internet listenership. And as we always say, that doesn't even begin to factor in those tuned in on the terrestrial AM/FM dials in select markets across the country. Thanks to the Liberty News Radio Network, during the break we checked number 5 in the country. We are solidly in the top 10. And one day, folks, one day, I'm going to be able to get on here and say you are listening to the number 1 rated show in our time slot at this very minute. But back in the top 5 tonight, no doubt, thanks to the contributions of the one and only Keith Alexander the Great this evening after taking a 2-week break. Keith was on fire tonight. And, you know, when I think of Keith Alexander, I think of a great conservative spokesman and a true Southern gentleman. I still maintain, I don't want to give an inch, I don't want to give up any ground to those who hate this country, those who hate our people. I hate to give up the word conservative. Certainly when I call myself a conservative or a paleoconservative, which is a little more accurate, at least now, you know, I'm not thinking of people, of course, like George Bush or Newt Gingrich or Bill Kristol or these frauds that pose as conservatives. I mean, they are as liberal or as, you know, you talk about neoconservatism, they're really Trotskyites. I don't think about people like that when I refer to this as a conservative show. I believe that that is what we are. And yes, we talk about issues that would not at all have been controversial. You know, what we say on this show, it's, as far as I'm concerned, not controversial now. You know, hate groups, true American hate groups, like the Southern Poverty Law Center, might have a different opinion. But just because they say it, don't make it so. And let me tell you something. Even Joe Farah, is taking the James Edwards approach. I read an article just a week or two ago from WorldNet Daily where he said recently what I said in 2006. He is honored and sees it as a testament to his effectiveness that he has been added with all of these Christian groups who righteously oppose homosexuality. To have WorldNet Daily listed as a hate group or a hate media outlet or whatever. I mean, people are catching on. I think certainly more and more people, we talked about this earlier, more and more people are catching on to this game, this distortment of what people really believe and what they truly think, and just as a ruse to get them to shut up, because we can't possibly entertain a marketplace of ideas in America anymore. I mean, we've become such a juvenile country to where we just have to shout down one another with inappropriate adjectives, and then we said we won the debate. You know, I get on television, I do these things, and, you know, my CNN appearances, for instance, when I was going up against the blowfish that is Roland Martin, and, you know, you attempt to have a debate, and he just says, oh, you're a racist, and then he walks off like a peacock as if he had won the debate by hurling an incendiary like that. Well, it's silly, it's childish. We don't spare any sacred cows here on the political cesspool, we eat them. And that will continue. And as it continues, we continue to grow. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, in our listening audience, whether you're tuned in on the AM, the internet, the telephone, any phone can be a radio. You just call Liberty News Radio's unlimited listen line. We take moments to celebrate here on occasion because, you know, we're a volunteer show. You know, yes, we're a listener-supported show. We need your support. We need your benevolence, your donations, your contributions in order to stay alive, keep our work alive and on the air, keep us growing. Look at what we've done over the course of the last 10 years. And by the way, speaking of those 10 years, the show, first night on the air, and I still remember that first night. I remember what we talked about. I remember how I felt a few minutes before the show. Just nerve-wracked, you know, first night on the radio. That was October of 2004. It'll be October 2014 before you know it. And when it gets here, I want to see you here. If you are a contributor to this show, you most certainly by now should have received in the mail a formal invitation. For the first time in my life, you know, we do our quarterly fundraising drives. This wasn't the quarterly fundraising drive. The second quarter fundraising drive will go out next month. This was an extra piece of mail, the likes of which you don't normally receive. I absolutely sat down and hand-signed all of those invitations that went out. A lot of them went out. It took me about a week to do it. If you received that in the mail, I hope with all my heart that you will accept the invitation and make your plans to join us here in Memphis, Tennessee in October to celebrate 10 years of radio excellence. It is a momentous occasion. Some people are calling it historic, that we have not only survived but thrived and continue to grow after 10 years in this hostile political climate. We want you here. We want the people who made it possible. And folks, if you're a donor to this show, you're one of them. And if you're a donor to this show, you got that invitation this week. We want you to be here. I want you to register. I want you to sign up for this thing. Plan a family vacation, bring the wife, bring the kids, and come party with me and Keith and Eddie and Sam Bushman and Sonny Landham and some of these great folks that are going to be coming down to host this thing. We are going to have some fun. This is not an annual gathering, as I wrote in the note. It's a once-in-a-decade event that you can't afford to miss. Invitations went out last week. I believe we sent some last Friday. The rest of them went out on Monday and Tuesday of this week. We are already 20% booked, which by conference standards to be this far in advance is very significant for this early on. 20% of the place is booked. We still got some room for you, but you need to act quickly. We don't know how long the availability will remain, hopefully for at least a few more weeks, but make those plans. It's going to be fun. And had no intention whatsoever to get into all of that this first segment, not at all. But looking at the statistics for tonight's listenership, I was just again so moved, folks, by what you've been able to do for us, what you do for us each and every week, keeping us in the top 10, busting into the top 5. Normally we hover around 6, 7, 8. You know, number 5, number 4, we've gone as high. I don't think we've ever been 1, 2, or 3, but give us some time. We'll get there. And it was just last year or two, we never busted the top 20. So don't let the left, who certainly dominate the establishment media, lead you to believe. You know, I read about this national outrage about the Donald Sterling thing. You know, most people didn't care. Most people have jobs. Most people have a life. They don't care what some old guy says, whether they agree with it or disagree with it. They weren't moved enough to really register an opinion. It wasn't a big deal. It was supermarket tabloid stuff. They said that the nation was outraged. Well, they said the nation wasn't outraged. The establishment media, which speaks in a single voice, was outraged, or at least feigned outrage. That's what really they were doing. They don't care either. They feign outrage to try to scare you into believing that you have to act and speak in a certain way in order to be accepted. Hey, we speak for the American people here in the political cesspool, and don't you forget it. We're going to speak for you some more right after this commercial break.
A backpack is more than just a bag, it's a statement. Whether you're a student or a professional, are traveling the world or commuting to work, Teton Sports offers a wide variety of backpacks, each of which is lightweight and durable. The book bag backpacks weigh only 1.5 pounds and come in solid pink, blue, red, or black. The session bags have eye-catching designs, adding a touch of style in pink and white or in black. Each is great for kids or adults who need a versatile, resilient, and eye-catching bag. The professional and the executive are sleek, sturdy backpacks with numerous uses. Whether you're hiking in the mountains or packing for an important business trip, these bags have plenty of room. Not only are the backpacks comfortable and lightweight, but they're large enough to fill all your needs. Teton Sports also offers sleeping bags, duffels, tents, cots, camp pads, and more to ensure a quality outdoor experience. Look for Teton Sports products at Amazon.com, Sportsman's Warehouse, Dick's Sporting Goods, Wholesale Sports, or visit TetonSports.com.
Yeah?
Did you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Right, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
I hope not. Now get your supplies organized and meet me down to the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Are you familiar with the term vigor? Strength in body and mind? He pursued his tennis game with vigor, for example? Well, I hadn't, but I learned about it from Kirk Crosby. All right? And he actually let me take a scientifically proven free vigor test. And I got 13 out of 32, not very good. But I worked on it with him. And believe it or not, now I have a 29 out of 32 and improving vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is this scientific vigor score, huh? My response is you got to take the free test, available now. Get a hold of Kirk Crosby to learn about it. The number is 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Or email Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. That's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com for your free vigor test today. Kurt, libertyroundtable.com, or 801-669-2211. Vigor test free, scientifically proven today.
To get on the show and speak with James and the gang, call us toll free at 1-866-986-6397. And now back to tonight's show.
Okay, gang, welcome back. Eddie the Bombardier Miller out tonight. Keith is the leadoff co-host. Eddie, of course, the closer. Eddie not in this evening, having attended a family reunion on his wife's side down in Mississippi today, and he'll be back next week. Eddie, I understand, you know, he's the Bombardier, and he earned that distinction, and he continues to earn it quite often. I understand. I won't say an altercation, but words were exchanged when Eddie went to vote this week. Eddie, you know, Eddie's always got to say what's on his mind. I mean, God bless him. And he went in and he said it tongue in cheek, and he didn't say it with an attitude or anything. But he went in and the poll worker asked if Eddie was going to vote. And Eddie said, yeah, I came in to vote today. You know, I'm going to pretend to vote and then y'all can pretend to count it. And somebody from behind the line, you know, challenged Eddie. He said, you know, if you really believe that, you need to just leave this country. Now, you're talking to a man who served two tours of duty in Vietnam, not because he wanted to, but because he was drafted and he was a combat medic and two honorable discharges. I mean, Eddie is an all-American guy as far as it goes. And Eddie loves this country. He doesn't like what it's become. And I think, you know, he certainly made that clear. But yeah, you can imagine that Eddie... I mean, obviously nothing happened, no fist fights or anything like that, but Eddie didn't let a comment like that go unanswered. So I'll let him share the story with you next week, but God bless the Bombardier. Well, what is America becoming, folks? You have to glorify sodomy, all right? If you take a biblical approach to homosexuality, you're a hater. You have to hate everything about European Americans. You have to either be ashamed to be that or outright work against the interest of European Americans, or you're a racist. The Mexican food example today, just another thing of the absurdity of what passes for racism today. But it's not just homosexuality and it's not just racial issues. I was talking about the black mass that was held at Harvard, and that they're putting this Satanist statue at the Oklahoma State Capitol because there too are a manifestation of the Ten Commandments. But abortion now has become something popular and in vogue. And if you're not getting an abortion, you're not cool, you're not progressive. You know, I shared a couple of times these two twins that hosted this HGTV show kicked off the air for being pro-life advocates, nothing more, nothing less. I found this story at a website that's among my daily reads. And basically what it is, it's this woman named Emily, and she's an abortion counselor in New Jersey, and she got pregnant, and she actually filmed her abortion and uploaded it to YouTube in order to show people how cool and how positive it is to have an abortion. And she claims to be in awe of the fact that she can make a life and subsequently destroy it. We're going to have this video posted for you. Now, it doesn't show anything graphic. I mean, it's not like down there. But, I mean, it shows her in the room while it's happening. It shows her face, at least. And it's on YouTube. And we're going to post it for you on our website next week, along with some commentary. But first, you know, I'd just like for you to hear it. I mean, you, just by listening to this video, you get an idea of what's happening. Let's play that now if we can.
Let's just talk.
My name is Emily Letts.
Hi.
Hi.
I am a patient advocate at the Cherry Hill Women's Center.
I talk with women before their abortion procedures.
I found out that I am pregnant. Hey, I'm pregnant. And so I'm pretty early.
I'm not ready to have children.
Yeah, I'm gonna be having an abortion tomorrow morning.
What I need you to do is bring up the bathroom down.
Okay.
Now let's see right there at the table.
Okay. I'm lucky because I feel completely like comfortable with the decision. I'm supported by everyone.
I'll be by your side the whole time during the procedure. You need a hand to hold. I'll be here.
I just want to share my story. To show women that there is such thing as a positive abortion story.
I got a lot of hands. Yeah. Got a lot of support. Pretty lucky girl.
You pass it on. Mm,
yeah, that's exactly what I want to pass it on.
Oh,
lucky girl. Hmm?
Everyone deserves it. It is about a month and a half after the procedure now. I feel like I talk to women all the time and they're like, of course everyone feels bad about this. Of course everyone's gonna feel guilty, as if it's a given how people should feel about this, that what they're doing is wrong. I don't feel like a bad person. I don't feel sad. I feel in awe of the fact that I can make a baby. I can make a life. I knew that what I was gonna do was right, because it was right for me and no one else. I just want to share my story.
All right, well, she shared her story, and you may say, well, that's just one deranged individual. Anybody can make a video glorifying infanticide and put it on YouTube, and that's not to necessarily say that's the way the country is trending. But, again, look at a major television network, Home and Garden Television, banning, canceling a show that it had commissioned because the two hosts were pro-life advocates. If you can mic up, Sam, I'd like for you to. I'm talking with Sam Bushman, who is producing our show tonight from the network studios in Utah. We're always connected via satellite from our flagship radio station in Memphis, and then the network in Utah working in partnership and cooperation to get this feed beamed out over the internet and to all the affiliate stations and all these other places. So I'm always online with Sam as I'm hosting the show, and he can pop into my headset here in the studio and chime in. So we're actually going to welcome now to the show Sam Bushman, owner of Liberty News Radio and, of course, host of the Liberty Roundtable Show. We don't have a lot of time before the commercial break, but Sam said he wants to talk about this particular story, and I'm not going to say no to Sam. So, Sam, take it away.
Thank you, James. I want to go off, absolutely off on this video, and I'm going to tell you why. This girl is being used by the abortion industry for the queen of propaganda. And the truth is, she acts like she's happy about it, but you can tell there's sadness in her voice even towards the end. She's not lively. They play this music in the background as if, hey, you know, going to get an abortion is kind of like going to the bowling alley. You go there, you have a bit of fun, you come on back, it's all good, nobody can. And she acts like she's super happy about that she could create life, but she murdered the life that she created, and they make it act like, they make it seem like it's kind of a picnic. It's nothing but a pro-abortion, pro-death propaganda piece. I'll continue in seconds.
Yes, I was going to say, let's not stop there. I'd like to continue this for another minute or two on the flip side of this break. And so we'll do it together, folks. James Edwards and Sam Bushman joining forces here on the Political Cesspool tonight. Stay tuned.
Pursuing liberty, using the Constitution as our guide. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
The Occidental Quarterly fills a unique niche in bringing together scholarly articles on a wide range of topics that are mired in political correctness elsewhere. It is edited by Professor Kevin McDonald, who's no stranger to listeners of the Political Cesspool. There are quite a few reasons for the precarious state of our civilization and our people, but one of the main ones is that we have lost the intellectual and moral high ground to a cultural elite that is hostile to our people and our culture. Those of us who are politically aware must understand that the elites dominating culture and the political process in the West are intellectually and morally bankrupt. TOQ is the key. Digital download subscriptions are only $30 a year. Subscriptions by first-class mail are only $60 a year. Go to TOQOnline.com and click on Subscribe Now. In addition to receiving fascinating and informative articles, you will also be supporting the work of scholars who are part of a community defending our people and our culture with the highest level of integrity and intellectual sophistication. That's TOQOnline.com. Subscribe now.
Are you worried about America? Do you fear the power of the Obama brigades to take away your rights? The Obama presidency is the most radical left-wing administration in American history. Our constitutional liberties are in danger. What can you do? Join the Council of Conservative Citizens. For over 20 years, the CFCC has fought for the rights and ideals of the European American majority. The CFCC has won legal and political battles to protect your heritage and your liberties. The CFCC advocates strong state governments over the power of Washington, D.C. to rule your life. The CFCC believes in an American first foreign and domestic policy which opposes globalism and one world government. The CFCC advocates racial integrity as God's natural order. Visit our website today at www.cfcc.org and join fellow European Americans in the fight for our people.
Each week, the Political Cesspool, known worldwide as the South's foremost populist conservative radio program, hits the airwaves to bring you the other side of the news and to report on events which are vital to your welfare but are hushed up or distorted by the mainstream media. However, to continue doing this, we need your support. Go online at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a safe and secure donation. If you prefer not to make an online donation, you can send us a check or money order to the address on the website. No matter which way you choose, the Political Cesspool needs your support. Go online to www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a donation today. Welcome back. To get on the show, call us on James's Dime at 1-866-986-6397.
Okay, folks, James Edwards back here with you on the Political Cesspool this evening. Sam Bushman riding to the sound of the guns. With Eddie the Bombardier Miller out, Sam is flying in to help me close out the show in grand fashion tonight. And
I'm convinced I can give the Bombardier a run for his money.
Oh, well, I have no doubt. A little friendly competition there. But no, Sam, as I watched this story and made the decision to make it a talking point on the program tonight, I thought of my own wife, who is currently carrying our second child, expected due date in early November. I know you have 8 children, so certainly a story like this tugs on the heartstrings of responsible parents, but it goes to show the cultural and moral rot, because again, it's not just, you know, a girl posting this on YouTube. This is becoming something that is celebrated in American media and pop culture as cool and trendy, and you're not really a progressive, tolerant American unless you're murdering your kid. And I appreciate you using that word a few minutes ago before the break, Sam, murder. I don't think there's a more appropriate word to define what abortion is.
It's pro-death, it's murder, and I'm telling you right now, I'm going to prove that the abortionists have her hand in this agenda. What I mean is, I don't know if she came up with the idea herself or not, but she's obviously in the abortion industry. The second somebody brought it up, either she was a willing participant or she got drug along, who knows. Either way, though, the pro-life folks have been talking about abortion and saying, let's get graphic and show what it really is for quite some time. Let's show images of a vacuum sucking the baby out of the womb kind of thing. Or let's, you know, show a baby being partially delivered in partial birth abortions and having the spinal cord just snapped or cut. Everybody said, no, it's way too graphic. You can't show that. And the pro-life people are like, come on, let's show this and let's show people really how hostile and how murderous and how abusive and psychotic it really is. And they were no. There was lawsuits and everything else to shut down the pro-life folks. You can't make it too graphic. You can't really tell the tale. But yet they're all too willing to just act like, hey, she's just going to a rock concert almost. You know, she'll be back in a minute. I'm all done. It's all good. Everything was fantastic. Okay, they're all too willing to peddle their side of the story, but they're not willing to tell the truth about reality from a pro-life perspective at all. And that's the proof of the pudding. Now, what about videos of girls going into abortion clinics and getting sickened by what happens and deciding not to have an abortion, to choose to have a baby, or somebody who spends time with family and decides to put their baby up for adoption or many other alternatives? None of that's even discussed. And if you start promoting that, then you're a hater, you're evil, you're a racist, you're anti women, and it goes on and on. This is nothing but a propaganda piece, and this poor girl's been used and abused by the system that wants to promote pro-death, sir.
Yeah, and you said it. I mean, that's what they'll call you. You're anti-woman if you don't believe a woman should have the so-called right to murder her child.
If you were to say she had the right, but I think she has the right to keep her child, then you're basically trying to keep her barefoot in the kitchen, abused, downtrodden, nothing but a sex kitten. Everything is evil that you want to propose. Unless you're willing to murder that baby, then you're virtually for freedom.
Well, that's right. And she would say, and I believe it's been written about her, that she is a liberated woman. You talked about, you know, if you don't have abortions, if women make the responsible decision, then they just want to keep all other women, you know, barefoot and pregnant and in the dirt and all that stuff. But yeah, you know, she's liberated, Sam. Don't you know? She's liberated.
And
don't we all want to be liberated?
Your pro-wife is just suffering at your evil, white, extreme pro-life ways.
Well, and this is the thing. You know, we don't talk about the right to life issue a lot on this show, and it's not because we're not firmly pro-life. I mean, certainly we are. It's that the pro-life folks do have organizations. A lot of the stories we cover on this show, we cover because no one else will. But that's not to say that we're not affirming our
But you know what? I hear the pro-life folks strangely silent at the most important times ever. This is one of them. Why don't they answer and say, you know what? We could put up thousands of videos where women have realized how dangerous and how murderous it is, how the lady that was involved in the Roe versus case decided that she's strongly pro-life now, bringing out children who were they tried to commit abortions on them, but somehow they're abortion survivors. And okay, what about, well, the pro-life folks are strangely silent right now. The Republicans who are supposed to be pro-life back in the day, what, 10 years ago, 15, they had control of the House, the Senate, the White House, and more appointees to the Supreme Court than anybody, and they still didn't make it a point of play, did they?
That's right, and this is one of the big issues that Republican voters turn out for. I mean, the right-to-life issue is huge in Republican circles, but you don't see any. When's the last time you heard of a major Republican representative come up and advocate for the right-to-life issue or put that back into the public play? I mean, it's almost as if they just absolutely conceded this. You're talking about tens of millions, hundreds of millions, it will be eventually, of you know, murdered children. And I think the last time we talked about this issue, it was a few months ago. Again, we don't talk about it a lot, but it was an undercover pro-life advocate who went in and filmed the talk that she received from someone like this girl, Emily, who we were just talking about in this video, and they explained in graphic detail how an abortion takes place and what happens to the child.
I want to know why the pro-life Americans aren't pushing to have Emily arrested for murder.
And look, here's the thing, and I'm with you on that. And you know, when you're talking about a show of our size, undoubtedly there are fans of the political cesspool who have had abortions. I'm not condemning you all to hell. You know, if you've made mistakes in the past, you can certainly repent of that and work to find God's grace. We're not, you know, people make mistakes. That's a big one, but you know, no one's beyond redemption. All right, so let me say that. But let me also say, you know, there's a very easy way to ensure that you never have to go through an abortion. I don't know if anybody knows what this is. Apparently, Emily didn't. But that's not have premarital sex. That's not have promiscuous sex and unprotected sex.
Well,
you know, she could have done something about that.
No question. In other words, you can choose the choices you make, but sometimes you can't choose the consequences. Now, by the way, the reason I speak out so hard on this issue, James, several reasons. Number one, I have 8 children and I'm very pro-life. Number two, I don't believe the debate's being even fairly advocated for in the media on the pro-life side. The pro-lifers do a decent job, but they've seemed to be missing at crucial times, strangely enough. But I'm also adopted.
Ah.
And I come from a family of 7 children, and all 7 of us are adopted. I know a little bit about of which I speak.
There are alternatives, I guess is what you're saying.
And I think that women should be given those alternatives. If we truly care for women, why don't we give them the alternatives and let them know what options they have and encourage them to the best options possible? There are a lot of families that would love children that can't have them, James. There's a lot of people that would love to have children, and we deny them that opportunity as well.
Well, you know, you certainly would be an authority, Sam, to speak on this issue. And someone who is as prominent as you are in the media, it's amazing to me why more pro-life groups haven't come out to you. I mean, here you are, the father of 8 children for starters, but also the product of an adopted family. You were an adopted child. I guess you were adopted very early on in life.
I was adopted at 4 days old, and all my brothers and sisters, all 7 of us are adopted. We joke and call ourselves the Cabbage Patch Kids. But the reason that I bring this up, though, is I believe that I have the ability to speak on this issue, but I believe the pro-life folks aren't really willing to directly take it on as they should. In other words, if there's plenty of money coming to the tail or something else that gives them fame and fortune, they're really pro-lifers. But where are they when it comes to getting in the trenches with pro-life? I've seen very little of it. I've seen a few botched abortions where the girls survived and she speaks out very boldly. There's a few great examples, but they're very few and far between. And if we really want to change the course in this nation towards pro-life, we need to stand up and get it done. And you're right, we forgive those who have made mistakes. We're not suggesting that you're evil. What we are suggesting is we need to be very bold. If we can protect one life, it's worth it.
So
it isn't about condemning anyone. It is about, hey, if we can prevent the next person from being murdered, I'm in.
No, absolutely. But again, what's troubling is the trends that you see. Being a pro-life advocate isn't something that's glorified. Being someone who practices abortion is. That's what's glorified in the media. You know, being an advocate of traditional God-ordained marriage isn't cool. supporting homosexuality and so-called homosexual marriage is. And you can just go right on down the line. Christianity isn't cool. Political correctness is.
Well, take this example, too. She starts out in this video, and she's like, I'm pregnant.
Right.
What about your wife and her views about being pregnant? She would say, I'm pregnant. I'm grateful to be with the man I love, to have his children. I'm grateful to work together to raise these children. I believe this is a gift from God. I believe, okay, I can't speak for your wife, but I assume the narrative would be 180, wouldn't it?
Well, you know her, Sam, and you know when we met in Missouri last year at the time how bad she wanted a second child, and you know when she gets that hankering, what am I going to do? You know, if anyone's ever met my wife, it's hard to say no.
I say I feel like I know she doesn't want to come on the radio, but I feel like I can kind of speak in her behalf. I know that's her feelings.
Well, and that's the feeling of dare I say real women. I mean, real women want to be mothers. And real women
and
love
the feeling,
the
even if someone doesn't feel like they can handle a child or they don't feel emotionally ready, they should still be positive on the pro-life side and say, what alternatives in a bad circumstance are there? And that's
and
what I
adoption.
Would advocate
sure.
for.
Absolutely, adoption. All right, we'll take a break. Thanks, Sam. We'll be right back.
We fought. We learned. We struggled.
We won.
Despite Obama's best efforts, the newspaper of the human resistance survives. We have lived only to face a new nightmare, the war against the machines. Read about our struggle in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The Sovereign is a 24-page monthly tabloid newspaper about the war between man and machines. We've tried reason, we've tried legislation. We've tried every peaceful means imaginable, and all it's gotten us is shut out. So now we fight the machines. Order online today at thesovnews.com or find The Sovereign at select newsstands. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The human resistance's battle against the machines will be everlasting. This is mercy. It was never our destiny to stop the age of Obama. It was merely to survive it. Together. Together.
Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character, where educating both hearts and minds brings about academic excellence. There is a school in American Fork where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. Based on LDS principles and a love of country, now in our 39th year, American Heritage School is accepting fall enrollment for kindergarten through high school. What would you do for your child? Give them an education that will prepare them for life. Located east of the Temple in American Fork, American Heritage School is a remarkable and affordable alternative. Visit us, find us online, or in the Yellow Pages. American Heritage School in American Fork.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Welcome back. To get on the show, call us on James's Dime at 1-866-986-6397.
Well, folks, I think any time when Sam Bushman graces the airwaves of the political cesspool, a little deferment is in order, if you will. And I'm going to defer to Sam to close this thing out tonight, taking the... the bat from Eddie the Bombardier Miller, who is out this evening, but will be with us again next week. And Sam, take us home. Anything you want to talk about? Your dime, your dance floor. I know you were sharing with me in the break. There's two or three quick hits we could get into that would make for great listening.
I think so. Number one, we never need to defer, though. I'm just grateful to have the opportunity to talk and share views with like-minded folks around the world. I think that's really vital that we stick together for pro-life, for Christian principles, whether it's, you know, pro-life against abortion and pro-death views, whether it's the, monogamous viewpoint until you're married kind of thing, conservative values and traditional viewpoints. We want to stand for all those things, God, family, and country. They call us racist. They call us haters. They call us anything they like. But I think it's great Christian love to stand for God, family, and country and to embrace the traditional principles that really created the fundamental units of society. The fundamental unit of society is the traditional family with one man, one woman marriages, Christian covenant marriages, if you will. And those marriages then willingly invite children into their marriage sent to them by the almighty author of liberty. And then to raise those children in righteousness to do the same, to keep the commandments of God, to serve and love and protect and defend if you're a male, to nurture and bear and support and stabilize. And men and women are equal, folks. Before God, and they ought to be before government, they're equal but different. They have complementary, not competing, but complementary roles. And so I just want to kind of sum that up because I think it's important for people to understand the reference point that we truly come from. In contrast to that, Dateline Arkansas judge shuts down the same-sex marriage ban. And now in Arkansas, they're issuing same-sex marriage licenses in absolute contradiction to God's law and in contradiction to the fundamental unit of society, the standard that has been in place for thousands of years, James. And some would say this is no big deal. It's just the next domino in the states to fall. But I reject that. Every time this happens, it's a sad day in America because we missed the opportunity to point out the benefits of the traditional family, the fundamental unit of society. And when that's set on its head, we will reap the whirlwind, sir.
It's, you know, again, this is what we're talking about. The slow march continues to progress really without any defense whatsoever. I mean, now you see it manifesting itself in a state like Arkansas. I mean, you don't want to see it in California, and I think the Californians have rejected it, too, when put to public referendum in the past.
Well, and whenever the people get to speak, sir, the people, for the most part, choose what is right. Even in the most liberal of states, California is an incredibly, I don't know what they call it, progressive state, whatever you want to say. But even they said, we believe in traditional family,
that's right,
sir.
That's right. Well, they did when given a chance. And you see it in state after state after state. In some states like Tennessee, it's up, you know, beyond 80%. You know, 80% of a state voters casting a ballot in support of traditional marriage, or the only marriage that there is, man and a woman. But it doesn't matter because with the stroke of a pen, a judge overrules the will of the people. And they've been doing that since the 1950s. And they continue to do it. And, Sam, apparently there's nothing that the people can or want to do about it.
Okay,
because once it happens, they surrender.
I feel like the people can do something about it. I feel like the people want to do something about it. I'm convinced the people don't know what they can do about it is the problem. And what you've got is a virtual silent Christian apathetic majority that simply says, I don't want to ruffle the feathers. I don't want to get involved. I don't want to be a hater. I don't want to be on a government list of an enemy to the state or whatever. And they, out of fear, they're paralyzed and out of not knowing what to do. And the answer in my mind is, and I know there's vote fraud out there. I get that. But still, people can get good, honest people in office to serve them. People can stand up in churches. And one of the big things I think we need to do in America is bring back the black regiment. Now, that isn't,
amen.
Doesn't have anything to do with black people, ladies and gentlemen, so stop already, okay? Has everything to do with they wore black robes back in the revolutionary days, and the pulpit was a flame of righteousness.
That's right.
And righteous indignation against tyranny and abuse, and they stood for the moral law and God's law, and the black regiment was a group of preachers, some of them, believe it or not, were black, but most of them were white, had nothing to do with color, and they stood for Christian principles. And I'm telling you, until we revive that in America, we're in trouble. If the pulpits are just running around afraid, then we're not going to be able to educate the people and give them the standard of truth that needs to be erected. And as soon as the pulpits come alive, aflame with righteousness, then we're going to have a change. Until then, sir, you're not going to see it. I'm telling you right now.
Yeah, it's sad. I mean, you concede government, you concede academia, you concede entertainment venues, movies, things like that. Now we're getting to the point where we almost have to concede most mainline churches, not all of them, but certainly the biggest churches in America seem to be going along to get along, even on the right to life. Now, they may go out and wave, you know, some signs on occasion. But yes, you were talking about the Black Regiment. Great group of people. If you're not familiar with that history, folks, learn it. I know Pastor Chuck Baldwin, formerly of Pensacola, Florida, now moved up to Montana, I believe it is. And he actually has an initiative. And Sam, I'm sure you're familiar with this, in which he solicits men of the cloth or
yes, and
clergymen,
he says you
pastors.
Need to drop your 501(c) designation if you can't stand for liberty, if you're too afraid, you need to jettison that. He has a Liberty Fellowship in Montana that does not have 501(c) designation. They do stand up. He does speak. He gives eloquent sermons on Mother's Day coming up tomorrow, by the way.
Oh, yes.
And all I'm telling you is he does a great job standing for traditional principles and the true respect of women.
I'm so glad that you mentioned Mother's Day because I had it here in the studio amongst my many unorganized notes to make mention of the fact that indeed tomorrow is Mother's Day, and where would any of us be without our mothers? And I think I was actually intending to make mention of it towards the top of the show in the first hour, and once we got into the...
I only have one comment on Mother's Day.
Uh-huh.
I'm grateful my birth mother let me be put up for adoption and didn't murder me. That's all I can say.
Well, and I think, Sam, first of all, amen.
Now, maybe most of the liberal folks are wishing that would have happened, but that's another topic.
Hey, I guarantee you anybody that doesn't like the political cesspool wish there had been no Sam Bush, but because of Sam Bush, but we certainly wouldn't be where we are today. And I'll tell you, and of course, all the other good work you do, but, you know, if not mentioning Mother's Day, if that's not serendipitous in response to an article, the story we were talking about last segment, it just is a perfect dovetail.
Now, I got a question.
Sure.
In these new marriages that are happening in Arkansas, and unfortunately, they're on a stay in Utah, and we're going to continue battling this thing. In those marriages, is there a mother to celebrate Mother's Day, sir? Just so you know, there's new stories out now saying in California birth certificates, they're going to let one person be designated, one gay partner be designated as the mother. And I just wonder how that all works if they didn't have the baby. I don't know if it would be considered by adoption or how it all would be, but they're going to let, Adam and Steve, one of them decide which one to be the mother, I guess.
I haven't heard that yet. I remember who would want to be the mother, of two men, but which one of them would want to be designated the mother. But I remember watching nothing. I don't know if I've ever seen anything. I've seen a lot of horrible things come out of Hollywood and come out of the establishment media. I don't know if I've seen anything as grotesque and as sickening as this year's Grammy Awards, during which Queen Latifah, I guess she's Reverend Latifah Queen now, but she presided over the marriage of, this couple of dozen homosexual couples, if you will, and she pronounced them a marriage. She didn't pronounce them man and wife or man and man or woman and well, I don't guess she could pronounce them as man and wife, but man and man or woman and woman. She just said, "I now pronounce you a married couple." See, I mean, they struggle with how they want to be defined, I guess, because it's just also preposterous. But yeah, I had not heard yet, though, that one of them could be a mother. Maybe it'll be like that Arnold Schwarzenegger movie. What's that Arnold Schwarzenegger movie where he carries...
You got the Terminator mom running around. Come on.
There's actually a movie where Arnold Schwarzenegger gets pregnant. I can't remember it, probably for good reason, but...
Well, it just goes to show, though, on one hand, this stuff is so absurd that we laugh because we can't believe that we're really in this nightmare.
No, I agree with that. And I'm telling you, just as our grandparents would have laughed if someone had ever told them that there would be homosexual marriage, I mean, people now might laugh to imagine the day when people can seriously, legitimately marry animals or children.
Well, this one guy tried to marry his TV in Florida, and a judge rejected it. The judge said, no, you can't do that.
I mean,
well, he felt like his TV had all kinds of porn on it, and he loved it, man. He was in.
I'd almost rather go with something like that than homosexual. The TV can't get out there and advocate for anything but physically. But
and in this girl's defense that had the abortion, I mean, at least Well, at least she's with a male, I guess. You know, you got to take your positives when you can get them, right?
Well, I'm sure that she would be the first to militantly defend the, you know, people like that just are normally radically left wing across the board. I'm sure she would militantly, she wouldn't fight for the right of her child to live, but I guarantee you she would be the first to jump the line and fight for
the rights. All I can say in the manner of hate, our prayers are with her, and we hope she comes to her senses, sir.
Amen to that, Sam, and thank you for closing out tonight's show in grand fashion. Sam Bushman, everybody, check him out, libertyroundtable.com. For the rest of my crew, I'm James Edwards. God bless you, folks. Thank you for supporting our show. Sign up to see us in Memphis, and until then, I'll talk to you next week here on the Political Cesspool. Good night.